The Count had his own purposes when he gave her what Van Helsing called the vampire's baptism of blood. Well, there may be a poison that distills itself out of good things. In an age when the existence of ptomaines is a mystery, we should not wonder at anything. One thing I know, that if my instinct be true regarding poor Mrs. Harker's silences, then there is a terrible difficulty, an unknown danger in the work before us. The same power that compels her silence may compel her speech. I dare not think further. For so I should in my thoughts dishonor a noble woman. Van Helsing is coming to my study a little before the others. I shall try to open the subject with him. Later. When the professor came in, we talked over the state of things. I could see that he had something on his mind which he wanted to say, but felt some hesitancy about broaching the subject. After beating about the bush a little, he said suddenly, "Friend John, there is something that you and I must talk of alone, just at the first, at any rate. Later we may have to take the others into our confidence." Then he stopped, so I waited. He went on, "Madame Mina, our poor dear Madame Mina, is changing." A cold shiver ran through me to find my worst fears thus endorsed. Van Helsing continued, "With the sad experience of Miss Lucy, we must this time be warned before things go too far. Our task is now in reality more difficult than ever, and this new trouble makes every hour of the direst importance. I can see the characteristics of the vampire coming in her face. It is now but very, very slight, but it is to be seen. If we have eyes to notice without to prejudge. Her teeth are some sharper, and at times her eyes are more hard. But these are not all. There is to her the silence now often, as so it was with Miss Lucy. She did not speak even when she wrote that which she wished to be known later. Now my fear is this. If it be that she can, by our hypnotic trance, tell what the Count see and hear, is it not more true that he who have hypnotized her first, and who have drink of her blood and make her drink of his, should, if he will, compel her mind to disclose to him that which she know?